Now, it's time again for another Essex Tale, and Carl Murray is back, and I think, Carl, you're sticking to the theme of witchcraft again this week.
I am indeed. There are a number of witchy stories within Essex.
I don't want to meet you in near Halloween, I'll tell you.
I'm pretty safe, I think, in Halloween. I keep people safe by telling them the stories.
Right, okay. So what's this story about again?
It's called The Disappearing Witch.
Right.
And you will see why she's called The Disappearing Witch at the end of the story.
Okay, let's go.
Betty Potter was a witch. Well, at least that's what all the people of Colchester said. She was an old woman, lived by herself, had strange ways about her. And so the great witch finder Matthew Hopkins was called for. But on hearing this, a merchant whose daughter had been cured of a fever by Betty swore to help her. And he spirited her away from Colchester. He found her a cottage just outside Boxted village. And there he left her in the cottage at his expense. But she was a poor woman, and she would stand at the bottom of the dip where her cottage was, a dip which is still to this day called Betty Potter's Dip. And there she would beg for food and supplies from the carters that went past. But they were loath to give food to this unkempt, dirty, strange-looking woman. Usually they refused. For she was, as I say, tall, skinny, wild-looking. And each refusal brought forth muttering. Carters reported her muttering under her breath as they drove away. A curse, they thought. A curse upon them. And one carter told the lord at Rivers Hall that he had been bewitched by Betty Potter, and that he wished something to be done about it. Now the lord had a son, and the lord's son had been listening outside the door, and in the manner of young men, he decided he would take it into his own hands to do something about Betty Potter. He rode out to collect a party of men who were going to capture her. Of course, strong young men on horseback, it didn't take them too long to capture Betty Potter. But they did not take it to Rivers Hall to his father. They took it to the field and to a tree, and there they hanged her from a tree in a hay meadow. And now Matthew Hopkins came. He came swiftly indeed, angry that he would have a witch missing from the great show trials in Chelmsford that were to take place later in the month. But there was nothing he could do. He arrived at dusk, and he rode past the field, and he saw, hanging from the tree, the body of a woman. But as he watched, she seemed to slide to the ground. She ran off across the field, leaving only the dent of her bare feet on the dew-damp grass. Betty Potter's Dip, still named after her, and it is said that there are more road accidents to this day in Betty Potter's Dip than can be reasonably explained.
Well, now, it seems to me, in my slightly illogical brain, that had Matthew Hopkins caught her, he wouldn't have done him any good anyway, because she'd have got away.
Well,
because he didn't burn the witches, they were all
hanged. They hanged the witches, yeah, in Chelmsford.
She was there. So.
She was hanged, but she didn't get the trial. No. And of course, Hopkins was paid by the witch, as it were. Every witch he found, he got paid.
Yes.
And I do not have a high opinion of Matthew Hopkins, and yeah. There's evidence to say that he would discover witches purely for monetary gain.
Well, he should He should have chased this one. But she was already dead. Yeah, well, he could have chased her. She obviously moved that she could do something. So
he was a very superstitious man, Hopkins.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of study on him. Very, very superstitious man. And I think if he saw a witch running away, a dead witch running away, he would have been...
bit wary.
Rather frightened.
Yes.
So I'm not even convinced he believed that some of these women he had hanged were witches.
Well, I don't suppose he did. So are you keeping to the witchcraft theme again next week, or is it something different?
Well, it's more of a ghost story.
A ghost story? Oh, well, right.
It's called The 13th Reaper.
The 13th Reaper. Okay, we should look forward to that. Thank you.